Regarding what halacha was this said? Rabbi Yochanan said, this is teaching us that to terminate the relationship, at this point he would need to give her a get, that he may take her back after the divorce, as is the case with any other wife. It seems obvious that at this point she needs a get. Marsa, the pasuk refers to her as a yevama even after the yibum. So we would think that it teaches that she always needs chalitza even then. It seems obvious that he can take her back after divorcing her. Marsa, we would think that they have to get married for the mitzvah, but once the marriage is over, she reverts back to being an HZach. The pasuk teaches that from the time of the marriage on, she's treated as a normal wife. The Mishnah said, "Bavatcher takes subasa v'chulu." The Gemara explains the reason he's not responsible for the ksuba is because he didn't ask for this wife. This wife was given to him from heaven, so to say. However, if the first husband did not leave any assets from which he can collect the ksuba, then we do make the yavam give her a ksuba so that he not feel that it's very easy to divorce her because I'm not going to have to give her anything anyway. Zuck, the mission of the mitzvah is for the oldest brother to do Yibam. If he doesn't want to do it, we move successively down the line of brothers. If no brother wants to do Yibam, we go back to the oldest brother and tell him that he has to either do Yibam or Chalitza. If the brother says to wait for a minor brother to become an adult and do Yibam, or he says to wait for the oldest brother to come back from overseas, or to wait for the brother to become healed from being deaf or a shaita, we don't listen to him. Rather, we tell him they have to decide to do Yibam or Chalitza now. Zakti Gemara, if we're faced with the choice of having the oldest brother do chalitza or a younger brother doing yibum, there's machlokes from Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Levi. One says the yibum of the younger brother takes precedence over the chalitza of the older brother, since the preferred mitzvah is to do yibum, and the other says the chalitza of the older brother takes precedence because the yibum of a younger brother, when there is an older brother, is like nothing. In fact, when our Mishnah says that the older brother doesn't want to do the mitzvah, we move on to the other brother. Presumably, this means that the oldest brother doesn't want to do yibum, but would do chalitza, and we see that we rather have a younger brother do yibum. Mishnah says the Mishnah may mean that the oldest brother doesn't want to do yibum or chalitza. If so, when Mishnah says that if no brother wants to do it, we go back to the oldest brother, presumably that means that no brother wants to do yibum or chalitza. If so, why do we force the oldest brother? Why not force any of the other brothers? Mishnah says, since the preferred mitzvah is on the oldest brother, we go back and we force him to do something. In fact, our Mishnah says, if the brother says to wait for a minor brother to become an adult and do Yibam, we don't listen to him. Now, if the Yibam of a younger brother is preferred over the Chalitza of the older brother, why don't we listen to him? Mishnah says, that's because we don't want to delay the performance of a mitzvah. This is the same reason that we don't wait for the oldest brother to come back from overseas travel. Others say that really they both agree that the Yibam of a younger brother is preferred over the Chalitza of the older brother, of the oldest brother. The Machlokes is regarding the Chalitza of the oldest brother and the Chalitza of a younger brother. One says the Chalitza of the oldest brother is preferred because the preferred mitzvah is always with the oldest brother, and the other says that they're equal because the preferred mitzvah is with the oldest brother only when discussing Yibam. In fact, the Mishnah says if no brother wants to do it, presumably referring to Yibam, it says we go back to the oldest brother for Chalitza, which shows that the preferred mitzvah of Chalitza is also with the oldest brother. It says the Mishnah is discussing when no brother wants to do Yibam or Chalitza. And the reason we go back to the oldest brother is because the preferred mitzvah, at least with regard to Yibam, is with him, and therefore we have to go back to him, so he's the one who's going to be forced to do something. In fact, the Mishnah says that we don't listen to the brothers who say that we should wait for the oldest brother to come back from overseas. Now, if his Chalitza is preferred, why don't we wait? It says because we don't want to delay the performance of a mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, Mishnah says, Yibam is preferred over Chalitza. However, this is only in the earlier days when people would do Yibam for the sake of the mitzvah. In today's times, when people don't have in mind purely for the mitzvah, the Rabbanan said Chalitza is preferred over Yibam. Rav said, still, we don't force someone to choose Chalitza over Yibam. When a Yavam and a Yavama would come to Rav, he would tell him, the choice is yours, do as you please. Rabbi Yehuda holds this way as well. We can see this from the fact that he would write a Chalitza document describing the events, and in it he would say that they chose not to do Yibam, meaning he was leaving the choice to them. Rabbi Mechaman and Rabbi Yitzchak said, the Rabbanan later went back to saying that Yibam is preferred over Chalitza. Fact number of Nachman Yitzchak asked, do you mean to say that the generations got better? All of a sudden now we are ready to do Yibam? They were here at that time. But what happened is initially the Rabbanan held a Gabbai Shaul who says that one who does the Yibam for other than the sake of the mitzvah is considered to have lived with his erva. Later, they decided to hold that the Racham who said that even if it's not done for the mitzvah is still being performed, and that's why they said they went back to saying that Yibam is performed. Fact number of Braisa says, the Pasuk of Yavama Yavo Yaleho teaches that the Yavama is mutter to the Yavam as a mitzvah. Who does this Braisa follow? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, this follows Abba Shaul, and the Raisa is teaching that she only becomes mutter if the Yibam is done for the sake of the mitzvah. Rava said the Raisa could even be following the Rabbanan, and the Raisa could be teaching that Yibam is the preferred form of the mitzvah as opposed to Chalitza. In fact, earlier in the Raisa it says, the Pasuk of Matzois Te'och B'Makom Kodesh teaches that the Korban Mincha should be eaten as a mitzvah. This makes sense according to the understanding of Rava, because this would be teaching that if it's a mitzvah for the Kohen who brought the Korban to eat the Korban. However, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, what's the other choice that the pasuk is teaching that should not be done? Mar says it teaches that the carb must be eaten as matzah and not as chametz and even not as scalded bread, meaning when you pour boiling water over it, which in which case not really chametz, but we call scalded bread. That also is not the preferred way for it to be done.